The White House Report.
I like Omarosa. Omarosa's a good person.
That's President Trump speaking of Omarosa Manigault, who either just resigned, according to the White House, or according to White House sources who are credible, that she was fired. Meanwhile, there were questions asked about the resignation slash firing, and Sarah Huckabee would not deny what reporters threw before her about the allegations that she tried to get into the residence of the White House and was escorted off the property.
Thank you, Sarah. I know that you said that you can't go much further on this personnel matter, but I do want to try to separate out some of the things that we're hearing here and just be crystal clear. So you're saying that Omarosa Manigault was not fired on Tuesday evening, that she didn't get belligerent in her conversation with General Kelly, she wasn't yelling at him, she wasn't cursing at him, and she wasn't escorted off the property. Secret Service has said not by them, but she wasn't escorted off the property by someone or some entity other than Secret Service that evening.
Look, as I said, Omarosa resigned from her position. I'm not going to go into a detailed process any further than that. We've put out a statement as is standard practice. We're not going to get into the weeds of a personnel decision here at the White House.
Access to the White House complex?
Minister Omarosa Manigault leaves the White House January 20th, according to her resignation letter. But when you think about the outreach to Black America, who's next in line in the Trump administration, and what will that outreach look like? Also, you think about the diversity in the population of senior staff at the White House.
With Omarosa leaving, how many senior staffers here at the White House are African American?
Look, we have a really diverse team across the board at the White House. We always want to continue to grow the diversity here. We're going to continue to do that and continue to work hard. I don't have a number directly in front of me, specifically not African American, but I can say, again, we have a very diverse team at the White House, certainly a very diverse team in the press office, and something that we strive for every day is to add and grow to be more diverse and more representative of the country at large, and we're going to continue to do that.
She was really tasked with reaching out to the African American community. Who have you identified who is going to take that role, and how critical is it to this president, to this administration, to make sure that that role is in fact filled?
Yeah, I think there are a number of people that will be part of that process and have been part of that process that will continue to be. This wasn't something that was a singular effort by any one individual. A member on the cabinet, Ben Carson, I know has been engaged and talked with the president on this issue, but it's not just within the White House. The president met with Senator Tim Scott. I know he wants to continue those conversations as well to look at the best ways to do that and to do outreach to that community.
And just to follow up on one of Abel's questions, what Omarosa said today was, I've seen things that have made me uncomfortable, that have upset me, that have affected me deeply and emotionally, that has affected my community and my people. Were her concerns ever addressed or dealt with?
The comments that she made, that was the first time I'd heard those. Whether she raised them with other individuals, I'm not aware. I know she regularly brought up specific issues where they were talked about in meetings, and we addressed them at the time.
Any of the issues where any of her concerns were?
I don't. That's a question that you would have to ask her, and I'm certainly not going to speak on her behalf in that regard. But I do know that it's something that we take seriously and something that we want to see improve, I think, across all fronts.
April Ryan, AURN News.